And the action will be happening in just minutes. 8 a.m., the gates open each day, today, tomorrow, and Sunday. And boy, oh boy, it's going to be spectacular. There's not a bad seat in the house, as they say. We've got 68 degrees already at 7:35. It's going to be sunny all day with a high of at least 91, maybe above that. So stay hydrated. Stay prepared. And we've talked a lot with Bud Denker, and we had him on this morning, and we'll have Roger Penske, the captain, on coming up at 8:19 this morning, about the economic impact. And we always have waited for a week or a few days, and David Sowerby would dutifully tell us what the economic impact has been of this race. The cool thing about it being on the streets of the city of Detroit now is that all of these restaurants, all of these bars, all of these stores are going to immediately feel the positive economic impact as it's happening. And thanks to the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix presented by Lear, not only will it be a great weekend for gearheads in the Motor City, but foodies will be revving up their appetites as well. And with a look at some of the great places to eat this race weekend, we check in with WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne. Good morning, Marie. Happy Friday.
And happy Friday, Paul. And let's start by saying this. There's just no way we can possibly list all the cool and fun places to eat for the people that are heading downtown for this race. So bars and restaurants around the city have been preparing for this weekend for weeks. They've been bringing on new staff, more staff, and certainly bringing in the kind of things that they need to serve their guests. There will be special menus, race ticket meal packages. A lot of destinations will have expanded hours to serve these hungry race fans. So let's start with the hours. Be sure to check websites for the latest on race weekend hours. A lot of places are usually closed on Sunday, as we know, but they will be open this Sunday, but you're going to want to make sure you know their hours. Restaurants like Andiamo and Joe Muir Seafood on the in the Rensen will have some great food, view of the race, as well as sitting right along Atwater there Street behind the Rensen. So you're going to be able to see some really great racing while you're dining. Now, if you're looking for a bird's eye view of the race, you might want to go to the Highland Steakhouse. It's on the 71st floor of the Rensen. You can enjoy some spectacular views with your meal. Looking for something grab and go, head to Campus Martius, where the Downtown Street Eats Food Truck Festival program will be in full swing. You can look for your favorites like Los Dos Amigos, Rolling Stoves, Shreds, Taco Bacchus, and Max Chicago Italian Beef. Those are just a few. There are going to be many more. And in fact, nearly 30 Detroit-based businesses will be highlighted at Campus Martius, including several food-based businesses that are going to be there. So you can check out the Del Mar Detroit with the new opened rooftop, which will be downtown. Townhouse Detroit, of course, is going to be right in the heart of the action on Woodward there. They have that atrium glass ceiling that might be open. Depends on the weather. It's going to be great weather, so likely that'll be open. So remember Anchor Bar, Apparatus Room, Highland Steakhouse, as we mentioned. Naming every great place is a tough task, as we said here, Paul. This will be a welcome weekend for so many of these restaurants. A lot of them are still recovering from the pandemic downturn, so we need to really show them some love this weekend.
We got to show them some love, and I know that we're going to. And all of these restaurants in and around the area don't have to be trackside. Heck, we were talking with Link earlier. He loves Layla, and what's not to love about Layla, the restaurant downtown? Of course, Samir and his son. We've got Layla downtown Detroit, Capitol Park, and we've got Phoenicia. Out there
in Birmingham.
Birmingham, yeah. I felt like President Biden for a second, but I haven't tripped over any sandbags. So it's no laugh for Marie on that. She thinks she thought it was a political joke. It wasn't. A political joke would be like saying it's not easy waiting around for your president to break his hip. That would be a political joke, but that's not funny either. So I don't take joy in the frailties of aging. One day I'll get old, too.
I hope. One day.
I hope.
One day.
I hope.
Yes.
Hope. Beats the alternative. Anyway, so it's so nice of you to, I don't know how you did it, but you put together a whole bunch of great places just to remind everybody.
And so many more. So if you have a favorite place, by all means, just, you know, I think people know that now. You really should check online first to make sure there are hours and if you need a reservation. I know this Saturday we happened to get a reservation at a very popular Detroit restaurant that is near the Detroit Institute of Arts. I was very surprised we got a reservation there. So people are really working to accommodate people and to get people downtown and to really show them a good time. Remember, a lot of these restaurants are still having to deal with staffing shortages.
Right.
So, you know, just remember to kind of pack your patience and remember everybody's there to have a good time. And it promises to be a great weekend for people watching, don't you think?
Oh,
not just the
absolutely.
Great cars, but the people watching will
be
great.
Just dress, dress for the heat and stay hydrated. And booze does not count as a good hydration fighter.
Supplement.
But water does, and whatever else you're drinking. Okay, so now you have my attention. Near the DIA, a great restaurant you and John love. You're going on a date Saturday. We promise not to intrude, but what restaurant are you talking about?
Oh, you know, I don't want to tell.
Why? I mean, we're all about telling everybody everything we can. We're all about naming names because,
right. So we're going to Chartreuse. Which,
I just heard of someone going to Chartreuse and loving it.
Oh, it's one of the best around. I mean, we've never been, but the people that we're going with have been there. The other couple have been there, and I hate to say I haven't been there because it's just such a great restaurant. But so we're really, really looking forward to that. And we were able to get a reservation. We were shocked.
Isn't that funny? And you know, I fear that there are a number of people who haven't tried to get reservations at places for fear of not being able to get one, and that's bad because you should try. You should not take it for granted. I'm glad you didn't take for granted. And you did it, and you were pleasantly surprised. And I don't remember if we've ever been to Chartreuse or not. I'd have to depend on Kim to tell me. I don't think so, but it's funny because somebody just brought up Chartreuse in the last 24 hours or so. But that could have been on Mackinac Island because that's where we were.
Yeah.
They could have been talking about their trip to Chartreuse. But anyway, I hear great things about it. Have a wonderful time. And there's a lesson there, my friends. Marie, who's well-traveled and knows all these things, she assumed that it was going to be impossible to get a reservation, but she still called, and she got a reservation. Who knew?
Yeah.
And you won't know if you don't try.
No, and again, a lot of these places don't just want you to check in, want you to try, and they're really preparing for this. This is their moment that it's really going to be their moment to shine. So we're really looking forward to it.
Well, this is very much like Mitch's a fundraiser that I think it's called Eat Detroit or something.
Yeah.
Has that happened yet? I know it was coming up.
No,
it hasn't happened.
And I don't know the date, but it's coming up, yes.
We did promote it, and we talk to Mitch about it every year, but it's an opportunity for people to get into restaurants that they've maybe only thought about going to. Maybe they thought they couldn't afford it or that they couldn't get a reservation or anything else. But it opens people up to these places, and it changes their lives. They've got a new place that they love and that they can go to. That's going to happen a lot. There are going to be people walking around. You won't be able to get into every restaurant, but you're going to get into some restaurants that maybe you didn't know too much about. And you're going to say, wow, I never knew about this place. I love it. That's the beauty of having this fabulous race right on the streets of Detroit. Thanks, Marie. Have fun at Chartreuse.
You too. Have a fun weekend, everyone. It's going to be great.
It's going to be fabulous. As Marie said, pack your patience. It's going to be crowded. And that's good news for the great city of Detroit. Thanks to the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix presented by Lear. Gates open at 8 this morning, 15 minutes from right now. 8 each morning, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Be a part of all of the fun and action. It is very open to you, very inclusive. Thanks to what they've done now by bringing it back to the streets of Detroit. Lots of places you can watch this race free of charge as we continue on WJR at 745.